30th anniversary of the disappearance day of our beloved Buddha Dev, Nityananda Parishita, Om Vishnu Pada, Asunda Sita, Sri Sita, Abhay Chardana, the Bhakti Vidyanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. We are continuing with the glorifications of our Divine Master, which we heard from the lotus mouth of our beloved Guru Dev, Srila Bhaktivedanta, the ninth of our lives, and from his, also from Srila Prabhupada, senior most Western disciple, Srila Vishalamani. And as we do every year, we continue with the glorifications by Srila Prabhupada's the initiated disciples, of which we have a long list, as usual, this year. And every year, so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudev. But also we have so many other senior disciples who came just after Srila Prabhupada's personal manifest presence. And they have also so much deep relationship and sambandha with him. So this is truly a day of viraha, separation mood. And in this separation mood, we hope to feel our deep connection in the true core of our hearts with this most merciful divine personality. So I would just speak only a few words to begin qualifications today. And also my seva to all the Vaishnavas to try to give everyone the chance to speak. The only way that we will be able to accomplish this is devotees can follow the system, which I'm going to explain today. Every year we have a problem because some of you don't get to speak, but others take a very long time. And I don't know. So I'm not going to do that this year. But I just want to say that we're going to follow a strict system. Nobody is going to be an exception to this, no matter how inspired they are. That's the problem. Because then we speak, get inspiration. That you hear others speaking, you also feel more inspiration. But you're going to have to hold back a little bit in respect, to give respect to all. And so therefore, I'm telling that you're going to have a limitation of exactly 10 minutes per speaker. At which time, there's going to be a heart call, really, to give you a little something. Notice that you're nearing the end. If you can complete at that time, that would be nice. If you want to complete before that and speak for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, anything. But 10 minutes is the cutoff time, and if someone is in the middle of something, and we'll give a few more minutes, but this nice block here is going to be the final performance. And that's going to come no later than 15 minutes. So just so you know, so that nobody will feel that their thoughts and their moods are being curtailed, you know? Okay, so that's my reason, my humble request to all. We are going to be having these remembrances probably until 12:30 or so. And then also, we will have this evening's programs from 4 o'clock. Or beginning kirtan and beginning the speakers also. That Srila Gurudev, of course, will mercifully come into our assembly at his usual time. And at that time, he will also ask me for the names of the devotees who have not yet spoken like this. So, this way, I'm telling how we want to run the occasion today. transformation from the perfect glory of this divine personality by those who know my life. So I want to just go over that a little bit with you so you can relish and taste the wonderful moods which are expressed in these mantras. The first mantra is similar to what we always have chanted, Namaho Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Sai Bhutare. Except that Srila Sridhar Maharaj was Sri Sri Bhakti Vidarta, Prabhupada Vidarta, and Mahatma. Sri Sri Bhakti Vidarta, Prabhupada Vidarta, and Mahatma. In other words, he accepted this title that was given to him by his disciples. You know that Srila Prabhupada, he didn't give himself this title, but his disciples requested that they could also call him Prabhupada. And although within the Gaudiya Mutt, the only Prabhupada which is really understood by the name of Prabhupada is our beloved Bhakti who gave the Vishnu, of the Vishnu, all Vishnu Tantra, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. But our Prabhupada was the only person that we knew when Krishna consciousness was brought to Western countries by him. And we didn't know any other Prabhupada, although we knew that he had his Prabhupada as well. So, in the minds and the hearts of all the Western devotees throughout the entire world, and Eastern devotees as well, this divine personality is known as Prabhupada. He is our Srila Prabhupada. But we should also know that he is really a manifestation, a prakash of Srila Prabhupada, because he expressed that himself many times. And he also expressed that in his prayers that he wrote coming across the ocean on the steamship Jaladuka and in Boston Harbor. And he prayed to his spiritual master. And he glorified Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur by saying that it is by his power, by his great potency, that this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that it will cover the go to the mountain, it will cover, it will touch skies, it will look everywhere. This was his mood in his heart. So whenever Srila Prabhupada would be glorified by his disciples chanting, Jai Prabhu Pada, Jai Prabhu Pada, when he would hear this, he would remember his Prabhupada. That was his mood. So, therefore, the first mantra, the Mahā Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Prasthaya Bhūtale Śrīmad Bhakti Vedanta Prabhupādāya Tehi Mahā. And the second pranam mantra, he says, Guru Bhakti Shri Shri Dharyam Shakti Vesha Salutani. Guru Bhakti means the border of his guru. Taking the border of his guru Maharaj, Shishi Dharma upon his head, taking the order of his order, that you should go and you should preach this message of Mahaprabhu in the whole world in the English language. So, taking the message, the order of his guru upon his head, then Shaktivesha Guru. What happened then? As he came across the ocean, as he was undergoing the tremendous difficulty which he was very told this morning, that he almost died, almost left this room, having a heart attack. 8 days, he did not make any entry in his daily diary that he was keeping. So, then, Shakti Vesha Salutani, here's what happened. She made her where I told her. so earnestly. He was praying with such a feeling of inability to execute this order that the divine power it came down. This is called Shakti Amish. When the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in some particular form comes down into the Jiva soul and empowers him in a particular way that is called Shakti Amish. Amish means to be completely absorbed in. So only in Jiva, but now the direct power of the Supreme Lord is moving within him, and therefore he is called Shakti Amish. She was Shiva Maharaj made this declaration. She heard him also made that declaration this morning. And Shiva Maharaj explained what kind of potency, which potency, because Krishna has multi potencies, innumerable potencies. But that's just the time she knew this. He has a little potency. So when he was asked which potency, then Shiva Maharaj said,
and then she powered up Buddha
Yes, Vijayati. He brought the next the sweetest Madhurya of Srimad Bhagavatam. She brought the Madhurya. He brought the sweet pastimes of Krishna to the whole world and gave it Jnana Vijayati. He brought the transcendental truth of Jnana, the knowledge that can destroy all ignorance, spoken by the lips of Bhagavan Krishna himself in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the final word verse, Srila Srila Maharaj, he comes to the identification of Srila Prabhupada in terms of his death. Like this morning we heard Srila Sharanavi telling about the opposite being very high. What is his death? So then he says, Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishivane Rasa Krishna Panam Koja Vrindhaya Guru Vedana. Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishivane. Who is he serving? Who is he the divine servant about? Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Gaura Sri Rupa? Rupa Goswami, Siddhanta, Saraswati, and the servant of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. As our Guru Dev has told us so many times, Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj, he is a Rupa Nisha Vaishnava, and this is his greatest glory. And in that deep mood, in the deepest heart of his transcendental identity, what is he absorbed in? Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja Vrindaya Vrindaya. He is a bumblebee, a Vrinda, and he is always hovering to taste the nectar of Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja, the lotus, the service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is the beautiful Padam terms coming from another to glorify this divine personality who is here today in this day. So I'm very happy to have the opportunity, as I'm sure all of you are, to be present here in Govardhan, Sri Braj Mandala, the highest place in Braj Mandala, in the association of the highest Vaishnava personality who is preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu today, and to hear from his devoted servitors and devoted servants of our Srimati Sivakyananda Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. So with this introduction, I am offering my dhamma to the devoted feet of Srimati Prabhupada. And all of the lotus feet of all his servants and all of his future servants. Go bring on the lady. Watch the customer's service. The day of the time. So, I mentioned also that in past years, Sri Gurudev has requested us to also call on certain devotees who are not initiated directly, but they have some Bhakti Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to mix as I call on the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I'm also going to call on other devotees as well. And we'll see how far we can get today. So to begin with the speakers, I want to request Srila Bhaktivedanta Nathi Maharaj. Please come and give this glorification for our opportunity.
Mami, today, it's the first time this country has been on this country. Not a day, but a day, but a day, but a day. It is a year, but a day, but a day.
Purpose of Israel that he devotional, but it's a necessary platform. The Srila Prabhupada faith was so broad, and then he unfolded his vision for instituting Vaishnava, and he wanted to institute Prabhupada, but unfortunately, he was not ready for it. But if anybody thinks that Srila Prabhupada was not preaching Vaishnava,
Prabhupada, Krishna, 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 Krishna,
3, 4, 5 years old, this lady. Now I'm preaching to children grown up at 30 years old, 35 years old, 40 years old. So now I'm giving this to you, how about one of them? But my mind is I'm okay. Prabhupada is living Gurudev, or Gurudev is living Prabhupada, what is this? Extraordinary relationship. Anyway, I pray. On this day, I pray that she probably knows to me that.
Actually, Shiva came to the island of Hawaii about one afternoon.
when I met her in the ashram, he said, and I knew this was the first time I had followed. I tried to buy a one drop to cut and put it in the end of the dollar. There's no change in the service in him. He's completely not part of the service world.
Please bless me that in this lifetime I can become a worthy servant of Krishna Vajra.
and the Father having loved us. And he raised his hand, and he wished that so be it, so be it, so be it. So, the name very wonderful. The Lord is present. I would like to say to all the Lord, the hardest thing about, the most austere thing about the spiritual question is not at all. It's sitting up here in front of all of you. So, here we are, taking some of regular learning parts to go down. Three months of our lives, and we have our own general service. That's the one that comes up in some of the classes. Come on, with the number of days. We will be able to go to the class. I'm afraid you to be able to do that. I will let you see you continue. You shall be able to do that.
When we were young, they said, this man, you know, how is he going to talk to us? come to the station, and it was when we get used to film with all the other groups and draws and participation, which is just brilliant and coming. I spoke of the production of the internet center in 1996 and 1997, that he would come and really thank the meaning of human drama. So that's why I have to say it again. I saw what was in the loss, that I had the shabby road, and the chit-tiny loss of the six of the morning, and the shabby shabby person, shabby and the shabby shabby loss, and that's the just the room gets lost, and lost it all. So, she was really okay. And he really picked up that message of sure she was back to walk down the road, from what we're going to do. We should have grown up. If there is any quality, actually, I think that purpose of the nation was in my appreciation of the habit of migration. And then I have got that quality of it. But the challenge is that I think the film is important. It's what you're going to do to your cat. And we can say it happily. We can take it on.
And then he did a while. He was a former actor, came
and I actually thought, oh, my mum is just in the same spot where it's my usual crowd and very hard. The same mum was not in the origin before he was in one. So he became very and went back to Hawaii, and I was very born and humble parents, and I was special manager. I am coming here to pray and
so it was very amazing. So,
And then one time I was that way.
Oh.
And it was very nice talking to you. I was saying. So this is the end of the talk. He said when God comes, they bring him in from the behind. So he said, what is this? This is less than this is another. I say it is not one. So he looked good for defeating them. And he was very confirming very quickly. And one time one lady came to the quarter, and she was actually biting her whole leg. So he just had a very short miniscale coming. So Papa looked and said, why do you have bare legs? And he very quickly said, he said, get a warm leg from the cold head, and cold leg from the hot head. So very amazing. So through Papa, everything he did, he was always speaking.
They're also getting 1 year old races.
But in our society, we're very, very different. So Srila Prabhupada was very careful in nurturing our bhakti, very careful in giving us instruction that we can comprehend and follow according to our religious ability. We did our best, and wherever's one of the things we're coming. But still, when I look back, I have to realize how little I really knew about it. And it's been said that most of us didn't have the remarkable kind of close and intimate personal relationships, interpersonal dealings that all of you and all of us experience now in the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was running a worldwide mission, expanding. His time was so consumed in management and in book publication that he left most of the personal training and instruction in the hands of his disciples. This was by design. And in the years that after he left, I was feeling somewhat ashamed. But why did I get this kind of association? What was wrong with me? Or sometimes, in my defense-filled mind, I was questioning what was wrong with this movement. Even maybe what was wrong with my being. I couldn't understand the divine plan, the divine flow of the current economy, both on a worldwide and universal way, and in my own life, how it was affecting me. And there's an incident in my devotional life, a story, which is one time that I had what we call personal association with Srila Prabhupada, a direct conversation. And part of it is very humorous, and righteousness, it wasn't humorous at the time. But the message of it, I did not realize or begin to understand for many, 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 many years. It's haunted me. But it all came around in the end, and was part of what I'm beginning to understand was Krishna's divine plan for me, and then understanding my microcosm part of that divine plan, and just now beginning to understand Krishna's divine plan, and Akhu's divine plan for this entire world and the universe itself. So using my own little story, example, I want to display something about Srila Prabhupada and his place in this great movement and what is happening there. You see, I have 10 minutes left here. So, I'm going to do this really fast. All of us are connected to Srila Prabhupada's association very much. And we always used to hear him speaking in a wonderful way, amazing songs. I mean, it's not like you say something that in the scientific realm, you can walk on the beach and say, and you would say something about Krishna consciousness, and then you can step and say, oh, well, the scientists say this. They all wear rascals, they're fools, and then you can see them. And there was just a back and forth debate. And he would see us on all kinds of topics. And this was one of the ways that he was instructing. And I always thought, oh, I would love to talk to Prabhupada. I would love to be able to meet him. As a saying, be careful what you wish for because you may get it. So, one day in 1976, we were in New York, Srila Prabhupada had come there in December, and Maharaj Nandar, he had also come there about 100 of us, and we were all outside in the outdoor darshan. Darshan Prabhupada was sitting up on his beautiful red tiles, his vyasa tiles, he was speaking to everyone. He was speaking on the subject of Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Guru Tantra. And when he was speaking on Guru Tantra, the older disciples, the senior disciples, were a little slow in giving the proper explanations or finding the appropriate references about Guru Chaitanya Charitamrita. At one point, Srila Prabhupada became so impatient, and he said, find a reference. And he said, give me a book. And they gave him the book and he went, so, here are the records. We gave him that. And at that time, I noticed all the senior disciples started to back up a little bit, and they stopped speaking so much. So there was a lag in the conversation. Srila Prabhupada was discussing the idea of guru and the necessity, and he said, to discuss this point further. Discuss this point. And it's a little wet bulb around in my head. But he's talking. Here's a chance for me. I long thought I had that extra opportunity. So I raised my hand and I said, Srila Prabhupada, and I made a very erudite statement. I thought, I showed it to so many other people that are in Texas now. And since then, I've read it in the volume. And it's a marvelous statement, a question about Guru Dhamma. Because Guru Krishna is a Christian, and I said, Srila Prabhupada. And I was very popped up and down myself. There are some who say that you don't need Guru directly, or because you can have a relationship with God, or two, within your own heart. It's a Christian thought that God cannot inspire you from within. And so therefore, I don't accept the necessity for the occasion. And I thought, oh, this is good. Now I'm going to say something, and then I'll say something back, and then he'll say something, and I'll say something back. It'll be amazing, and it'll be great. And then Prabhupada just turned and looked at me. And with intense gratitude, and with the deepest voice you've ever heard, he wondered how clever he said, why would you have said that? Why would you have said that? And I said, I'll tell you a little bit more. Argument? No! You have said this because you do not know. Exactly. I'm one of all my peers, hundreds of devotees. And I said, I was a leader, I was a big shot. Of course I knew it. And I was just some misunderstanding. And I was, no, I know the verse. No, you do not know. You are rascal. You are nonsense. You are a fool.
Whoa, I don't think I'm going to do this.
that yes, you are not a good servant of Prabhupada. Prabhupada chastises you for having defects, and he will cover them and use them as evidence. And this just makes me think I'm unworthy. And Eric was very serious and affected me deeply for a long time. After I left the movement, I was now for 20 years. And even though I had faith and love to show Prabhupada, I always thought, so, then in 1997, I had an unlimitedly great portion of leadership in California, in Tuscaloosa, that's the Bay Area. He came there, and Shabbatani was there, and Chris Alamilasi was there, and Bula Patriki was there, and Bula Priyapal, and Kandran there, and Shore. And all my old friends were there. And they were brimming with this kind of energy and happiness that I hadn't seen since my early days in Brooklyn, when I was in first grade Brooklyn. And they were so happy in the presence of Srila Gurudev. I had come a little reluctantly, but determined to see who this person was, and having met some of his folks, I think I would be indeed. And so, I came and I went into a darshan with Srila Gurudev. Shabbatani was there, but she was standing off to the side, and she was introducing different people. And in her lovely, enthusiastic way, she was saying, oh, Srila Prabhupada, how much fun is Srila Gurudev? You did so much in Prabhupada during my lifetime, and even this is not that kind of young boy, he came with nothing. And I was just feeling very struggling. And Gurudev, he looked at me, he had the most divine, charming smile. And he was chuckling, he was looking at me chuckling. And I'm thinking, oh, Jayaram is a new wife. But she kept on praising, and then Gurudev laughed, and he said, oh, how many of you came? He called me up, and I walked up to him, and I was so depressed. And all of a sudden, this thing burned out of my life. And he said, I'm not a good servant of my community, and I'll actually. And I got to speak to him, he rejected chastise, sociability. And I was almost crying. And really, he looked at me at that time, and he said, you did this because he has the greatest love for you. And when he said this, I felt the problem was right there. It's right there. And really, it was true. All across my expenses, it was the most wonderful experience. And I knew that that was without a doubt the true promise that me to be with you. Because it took a few years. All of these things was love, kindness, and stuff. Encouragement. Probably
thank you. CD.
Dandavad.
So we'll join you.
So they're gonna have Arti now.
Okay.
And then we'll send you guys the feed.
Oh, thank you. So we'll join you again in your evening.
Yeah.
You call me when it starts, please.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Dandavad.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jai Gurudev.